Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
I hope you took the opportunity to share the video with all your friends and cinematic fans all over the world. We are live at the Rome Film Fest. My name is Matt Micucci. I'm Fred Film Radio's very own Matt Micucci. We are the Festival Insider. We are at the Rome Film Fest. We are also media partners of Alice nella Città. And how are you guys doing anyways? Is everything all right? Let us know in the comment section below. Right, so what's been happening today in the world of the Rome Film Fest? Well, let me just reach for my notes and I'll let you know all about it momentarily, my friends. And I'm going to be talking about a couple of films that have been screened here recently. And as ever, here in the studio, I've got Filippo Guarna, our technical director, so to speak. And also, we've got Federica Scarpa, who knows all about our social media and various digital platforms. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi! What am I even doing these deities anymore? Are you guys even watching them? Like, who am I actually talking with right now? Can I ask you who is actually watching right now? Who watches these videos? I'd love to know. Because I understand there's so much going on in the world. Do you have time to sit down and hear me talk about movies that perhaps they're not the superhero movie kind, although we will be talking about a zombie film later a little bit, but they're not really the commercial stuff. They're not, you know, your friends' reboots and, you know, the latest Adam Sandler movie. I actually like Adam Sandler. But they're not really, you know what I mean? So, I mean, are you watching these videos? Do you find them interesting? I'd love to know, you know? Let us know in the comment section below, because I think I'm in the middle of an existential crisis. Can I get some empathy from you guys? What do you think about that? Well, I think I'm having an existential crisis, guys. Anyways, listen, can we just get on to the show? All right, so the first film that I'm going to be talking about is Faithful from the official selection of the Rome Film Fest. It's by Helie Sisten, and it's a story of love and revolution set in the 50s in the midst of the Arab Revolution in Algeria's colonialist times. I actually recorded an interview with both the director and the actor Vincent Lacoste. I remembered it, even though I forgot to note it down. And I like this film. It's very much about passionate love within the revolutionary context. Both are represented as needs within, especially the character portrayed by Vincent Lacoste. I liked it, even though I guess in some places it does stall a little bit too much. But it's definitely one of the better films that I've seen within the program of the Rome Film Fest. Moving on, the other film that I'm going to be talking about is The Shift by Alessandro Tonda, also in the main program of the Rome Film Fest. And it's really a film that I would describe as a thriller with an autorial twist. It's set in contemporary times, but funnily enough, both films that I've just introduced, Faithful and The Shift, deal with terrorism in different times and also different viewpoints. The film by Alessandro Tonda also happens to be his feature debut, and it's about the characters of paramedics who end up rescuing a young Arab terrorist whose colleague. It's not a cut. That's crazy, saying colleague for a terrorist act. But whose partner in crime blows himself up in a school, and he doesn't for some reason. So they inadvertently end up rescuing him, putting him on their ambulance, and then all of a sudden they realize, oh crap, he's got a bomb. And so the young terrorist ends up taking him hostage. So it's a fast-paced thriller that really takes place within a claustrophobic setting. It's all right. It's pretty superficial. But I guess some people will complain about its ideology a little bit. But personally, I thought that it's a nice tribute to the paramedics who... And actually, that fact is, it makes it even more recent, because in the COVID times, we're all celebrating paramedics everywhere. And we thank you. We thank you all. And that's it for the main program, I guess. Oh, you know what we can talk about? And really, this is one of those shows where I should have a support, because I'm not feeling a pep in my step. But Federica, you got a mic there? Give her, mic man, give her a mic.
Yes, she does.
Yes, she does now. She does now. Test. Test, test.
Do hello. The test. Hello.
All right, so everybody wants to hear Federica Scarpa. She's been getting we've been getting great feedback about her very brief but right to the point reviews of films. And people like that. People seem to enjoy that. Was there anything that you'd like to say to your fans, Federica?
Thank you.
See, you see what I mean? She doesn't mess around. You know, it's not about the rhetoric at all. You know, it's like, get to the point and let's do it. We're going to get to the point. So what's the film that you watched? You were really excited about this film.
I watched Peninsula.
All right, so it's a zombie film. That's as much as I know about it.
It's a Korean zombie film.
It's a Korean zombie film, which doesn't surprise me at all.
Really? Why not?
I don't know. Right now, I feel like they own the thriller and horror market. And they have been for decades. Mm. And there's no meeting their standards.
Yeah, but they usually have this taste in horror.
Yeah.
That is...
weird.
Weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But exactly. That's good. That's I like weird.
Yeah. In fact, I like Korean horror films.
I like Korean...
In general.
I was going to say
something.
What do
you like about Korean?
I like... Yeah, no, I can't say it. But carry on. So did you like the film? I guess it's one of my favorite nationalities is what I'm trying to say.
Oh.
I think... You know what? I'm just going to say it. I find Korean people beautiful. I'm not saying that, you know, just Korean ladies. I'm saying that Korean people are actually among the most aesthetically pleasing people. Am I wrong in saying that? They're just pleasant looking.
If you say it so, okay.
Is it wrong for me to say that?
I'm just
saying, you know, that's my... Yeah, everyone is good looking in their own ways.
All the people in the world are beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
in a way or another.
The politically correct statement of the day. But anyways, did you like Peninsula?
It was very entertaining, but it lost in the end.
You lost it. Lost it in the end. That's
yes.
All. Ah, man. All right. So good though. Good. We can say good. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So anything else that you'd like to add about the movie?
Well, it was full of zombies.
No way.
And that's all. I don't want a spoiler.
Well... Guys, you heard it. You heard it here. Peninsula is a zombie film full of zombies from Korea. I wonder if Korean zombies are also the most aesthetically pleasing or pleasant zombies ever.
They are not very. I'm saying something very bad, but
no, actually. No, don't, don't. We don't want to say anything. No, don't. This is going to affect our sponsorship. We don't say anything bad. Nothing. Nope. No.
Maybe.
No. Get the mic. Get rid of that mic.
Maybe it was the problem.
Censor her.
That's all.
We didn't hear it. I didn't hear it. I don't know. I don't know what she said, but I'm not.
Makeup artist. Maybe this is the problem of film.
I thought that you were going to say something else. Anyways, we don't want to upset anybody. What? How long have we been going for? I feel like we
for ages.
We have been going for 10 minutes.
All right, 10 minutes. Filippo, now it's time for Filippo's corner.
Filippo, it's Filippo. It's not Filippo.
But do people call you Filippo? You live in London, so what do people call you there? Filippo.
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 It's like Calippo.
Yeah, they say Calippo, and they say Filippo too, probably, yeah.
Are Calippos called that in England as well?
I don't know, but I reckon it would be, probably, yes.
I don't even know if they exist. They were a very controversial ice lolly.
Why is that?
You don't want to get into that.
Okay.
Anybody who knows the Calippo knows why I'm saying that.
I have no idea what you're talking about, man.
No, you don't. Of course not. I have a twisted mind. This show is definitely ruined my reputation so far. Filippo, any news from you? What's going on in your life?
I'm going on that, yesterday I was doing two things at the same time. Right now I'm doing three things at the same time.
What's the third thing?
I'm recording both video and audio and editing video at the same time.
And?
I mean, praise me. Say something about
me. Well, that's audio and video. I only count that as two. What's the third thing?
No, because I'm recording both and also I'm editing. So I'm recording
video. Oh, you
one,
are editing.
Recording
okay.
Audio
okay.
Two, editing three. One, two, three.
I feel like I need to... I can't say it. Anyways, let's carry on, yeah? But I'm going to... all right, so Alice nella città. Okay?
Yeah.
So, Filippo, you've seen Punta Sacra, right?
No, I don't.
Okay, never mind. Directed by Francesca Mazzoleni, it's a documentary about a community living at the Ida Scala di Ostia, an area of Rome that inspired many artists before, including Pasolini and other greats. And I can't tell you much about that because I haven't seen it. And then another film that I wanted to highlight was We Are the Thousand by Anna Rivaroli. Anyone who likes the Foo Fighters. Do you like the Foo Fighters?
Yes.
What's your favorite Foo Fighters song?
You know, like I listened to them when I was a teenager. I was an angry teenager and I had to express my emotions. But I don't really remember
Foo Fighters
what was
not.
My favorite songs.
The Foo Fighters aren't that angry.
No, yeah, but it was like I was... angry in an elegant and like a quiet way, you know? So I
elegantly angry, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I am very... I'm one of the angriest people I know. Federica, you're a Foo Fighters fan.
Of course, I am.
What's your favorite Foo Fighters song? Don't say Learn to Fly. That's too mainstream.
It has a nice video, by the way.
Yeah, it's... I don't even like the video, but anyways...
So it's Everlong, probably.
Okay, that's a good song.
Yeah. Everlong is a great song.
What was that song that was in the Mentos ad?
Hero.
Is that it?
There goes my hero.
No, that's not it, is it? Oh, is it? That was them? I got it completely wrong, yeah. Did they still throw the Mentos at their concerts? Because there was a time when fans used to throw Mentos at Foo Fighters at their concerts.
I don't know.
Okay, so you like Foo Fighters, right?
Yes.
Everlong is your... Well, your favorite song is Everlong?
No.
What's yours?
No, Filippo's song is Everlong.
Who's better? Comment in the section below. Nirvana or Foo Fighters?
Nirvana.
I don't want to talk about that.
Well, no, come on, you have to pick.
No.
Come on, this is so... Guys, comment in the section below. I'm definitely more of a Nirvana fan.
Of course you are more of a Nirvana.
You can just say it then. Why don't you just say it?
Nirvana.
Nirvana all the way, yeah? I love their Bleach album. That's my favorite era of Nirvana.
What do you prefer? Beatles or Rolling Stones?
For goodness sakes, I don't know. The Beatles, I would say, yeah.
Beatles!
But I love the Rolling Stones. I mean, I love the Rolling Stones. Let's make this a music show. Tomorrow we're doing a music special, all right? We're going to be talking about music, and that's it. Okay. Oh, yeah. So what the film is about a group of Foo Fighters fan who come up with some sort of a viral thing to get Dave Grohl's attention. 1,000 musicians show up on one location. Where? Does anybody know where? Some location in Italy, anyways. And Dave Grohl sees this initiative, and he's like, wow, you guys are real, real cool. And I'm going to play with you guys. That's not what he talks like at all. And that's the documentary about that. I suppose we can wrap this up now. Can we wrap it up?
Yeah.
Does anybody else want to wrap the show up? Filippo, go, come on. Close the show. I'm not feeling that great. Not physically, but mentally. Like I said, I'm having an existential crisis, so...
What do you think about the fighters, by the way?
They're all right. They're all right. not great. But I have a friend who loves them. But Filippo, come here and close the show. I'm having trouble doing anything today. Saluto al pubblico da casa.
Hi, good people. How was that? Decent?
Well, you can't say hi, you have to say bye, if anything.
Ah, yeah, but hi and then bye.
Okay.
Hi, good people. Bye, good people.
No, that's not it. You have to tell them that to check out all our content from social media stuff and where they can check out the content.
Okay, okay. Hi, good people. Bye, good people. Check our content in our social media, such as Facebook and YouTube and Grindr and Tinder and the website of Fred and Spotify and all the things that Matt usually say.
What's your opinion on Tinder?
I don't know. I haven't used it much, to be honest.
What about
you? It depresses me.
What about you, Federica?
The same,
she says.
Yeah.
Why does it depress you?
It's a wicked product of our society.
Why?
It highlights, like a sick aspect of our social interactions. But that's a conversation for another time. Exactly.
I don't know why. I'm more interested in this than the movies that I talked about today.
And we will talk about it.
No, I'm just kidding. I can't say these things because people don't understand that I'm playing a character when I do these shows. I'm a connoisseur, you know. I'm an expert in cinema. You can't laugh.
No, that's true. The knowledge of this man and his skill of thinking about these films and analyzing them, it's stunning.
All right, folks. Well, that does it for this episode of The Daily from the big... that does it for this episode of Break Fred Roma, the existential crisis edition. I hope you do well, and I hope you'll check out all of our content on fred.fm and exclusive content on social media, and I hope you have you stay healthy, stay safe, stay strong in these times of the coronavirus. And stay tuned to Fred Film Radio,
the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.